WHDD presents And the Good News Is. Here's award-winning author John Neufeld.
Given this past year's spate of forest fires, floods, and hurricanes, it must be more difficult for naysayers to deny climate change than ever before, which is why this story from Down Under is so puzzling. The Australian government has decided to back coal-fired power despite the recommendations of major reports on climate change. This, despite a phasing out of coal, is considered crucial to limiting global warming. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister has said that his country should absolutely continue to use and exploit its coal. Shocking, we think. The world's biggest coal consumer is China. Michael McCormick, the Deputy PM, said his government would not change its policy because somebody might suggest that some sort of report is the way we need to follow and everything we should do. He added that coal provides 60% of Australia's electricity, 50,000 jobs, and was the country's biggest export. With our own president ignoring climate control problems and suggestions for combating them, it isn't surprising to find this sort of independence spreading throughout what was once the British Empire. The United Nations report recently warned that unprecedented changes would result in limiting Earth's temperature or catastrophic losses of species, and extreme weather would result. And guess who walked away from the Paris Accords? Conversely, first responders and firemen from all over the world are jumping oceans and mountain ranges to combat the exact results forecast. As one cartoon character repeats annually, what's wrong with this picture? I'm John Neufeld.
The Good News Is with John Neufeld is presented on WHDD Monday through Friday. Recorded in the facilities of WHDD, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.